What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And somebody just emailed me in. The law that Reagan signed back in 1986 was called the Firearm Owners Protection Act. And basically, it repealed portions of the Gun Control Act of 1968 that were deemed to be unconstitutional. The act made it easier to transport long rifles across the United States. It ended federal record keeping on ammunition sales and prohibited the prosecution of somebody passing through areas with strict gun control with firearms in their vehicles as long as the gun was properly stored. All right, let's get back to the phones here to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom?
Yeah, James. Yes, good afternoon, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this James? Is Michael.
Michael. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I was on the phone with a guy. Yes, Michael, look, here's what I want to talk about. I remember you remember the Mueller report. Nadler and Schiff were saying that Trump thinks he's above the law. Well, let me ask you, Michael, what about these Democrats that allowed an illegal invasion of our country? They broke the law by not enforcing the laws of this country, and they kept talking about Donald Trump. Over the weekend, you had 9 people get shot in a park in Chicago. 2 of them are passed away, and 3 of them are in critical, and I don't know about the other 4, which whatever happened with them. But every weekend, that's going on in Chicago. You got this this Mexican president of Mexico threatening Donald Trump now when this guy's allowed an illegal invasion through his country to come to our country, and this guy Obrador should be arrested because this guy has allowed an illegal incursion of our country, okay? This guy, what happened to Molly Tibbetts, Michael? How ironic that Molly Tibbetts' case is coming up next month, and they have this black ops working on this nonsense. Molly Tibbetts, Kate Steinle. You know, Michael, did you look at the FBI statistics, how many illegal aliens have killed American citizens over the last year, 12 months? The angel mothers will tell you.
Enlighten us, please.
It's over 8,000 through DUIs, drunken driving, murder. Did you hear about the Mexican illegal that killed 19 white Americans in a nursing home?
Yes, I heard about that.
Have you heard about that? Well, 19 Americans, elders, have been murdered by an illegal Mexican. The media hasn't talked about that one bit. They're talking about this gun crap, which I think is a black ops operation, okay? In the meantime, our country's been invaded with OAN every hour on the hour. They talk about it. 27 million are almost in this country illegally. Over 7 million in California. But now they're talking about, they take the guns away from the white man. You know, that's never going to happen. Like I told you the other day, Michael, this Turner Diaries. You ever read that book, The Turner Diaries?
I think I glanced at it briefly years ago.
You glanced, you didn't read it. You need to actually basically kind of read it, because in that book, Michael, it's basically telling you a lot of it. This book was written years ago, and I'm telling you, and you know, Dustin made a good call. The last call, Dustin made a really nice call. What he's saying, this is all like a disgrace. You got the Democrats and Republicans. I'm going to throw them out there because they never enforced the laws. When they had the House, they did not enforce the laws with illegal immigration. So they're just as culpable as the Democrats when it comes to this invasion. Now, this crazy kid that did what he did, he should be put to death because he did do something horrible, if that's the case. But I don't even know if that's the case. Because Dustin made a good call about the guy in Ohio. Who did he kill? Who did this guy kill? Was it vengeance against, is this what's going to happen all over the country? I mean, you know, this whole thing is unraveling like a onion, a stinking smelly onion. And I can tell you, this guy in Mexico is allowed invasion of our country with the beast train and all that. That train should have blown off the tracks and never allowed to bring all these people come to our border. Why wasn't that train taken care of? Why was that train keep running, bringing over thousands of people who are risking? You know how many people have fallen off the beast train and died, Michael? They had that on the news the other day. Over 700 people have fell to their death on the beast train from Mexico. So that president of Mexico should be held culpable for that. He should be arrested for that alone. Why allowing these people to come on that top of that train and falling off and dying? Little kids, you know, young teenagers are dying off that train alone, let alone going through the desert and dying from thirst. So this Mexican president has the balls to call Trump out, and all these leftist media communists are calling Trump out because of gun control. Trump had nothing to do with it. The gun has nothing to do with it. It's a person behind the gun. The gun has nothing to do with this nonsense. Okay? The gun is this or there. The gun is the ultimate arbitrator. You know what John Adams said when he took the presidency from George Washington? You know what his first thing he said in his inaugural, Michael? He said this: with the gun we have, this great new nation, we are citizens. Without this gun, we are subjects. Tell that to any dirty Democrat. We are citizens of the country with the gun. Without a gun, you're a subject. Look at Cuba. Look at Venezuela. Now, these dirty white trash liberal Democrats and these white rhinos are selling this country right down the tubes, and it ain't going to happen because there's too many people in the military that are not going to allow this nonsense. And Donald Trump needs to take the military down to that border, stick them over there with tanks. I don't know if you have to use battalions or what, but you need to defend that border at all costs. And any Democrat or Republicans against that should be arrested, like the mayors in Oakland and all these Seattle and allowing these illegals in sanctuary cities. There is no such thing as a sanctuary city, Michael, and you've been saying that on your show for years.
Yeah, it's a Title 8 violation.
What's going on? These Democrats are not being arrested. Like, none of them. They're all criminals. And, you know, Dustin said one wonderful thing. Dustin was talking about the economy. Well, Dustin, let me ask you. You really think the Chinese are our friends? The Chinese don't care about that. They want to wipe us out. You ever heard of the Chinese water torture, Dustin? Drip, drip, drip. You know what the Chinese are famous for saying? You know what they're famous for saying, Michael? This is on the general saying this. And it was in the USA paper like 6 years ago, one of those papers. I can't remember what paper it was. But I'll never forget reading that article. I wish I would have saved it. It said this: We'll wait Americans out 100 years if it takes, but we're going to win eventually. We're going to beat the United States if it takes us 100 years to the Chinese water torture, Dustin. It's the Chinese water torture. They'll wait us out because they have a billion people, and they don't care if they lose half their population in a nuclear war exchange. That's what the general said.
I'm not sure how accurate that is to the Chinese mindset. Versus more China bashing, because there's been China bashing going on for a lot of years now. Anyway,
Michael,
listen.
Ask yourself, Michael. Wait a minute. One more thing, Michael. What about all the robots they're building in Chinese sex robots? What about there's over 350 million more women in China than men, Michael? 350 million more women than men. Are you telling me that's not even the population of the United States? We
drop
don't have that
Jeffrey
many.
Epstein on them.
Yeah, put Send him over Jeff so Epstein he can breed them all. He can have his biological. Well, he can be like they made a movie years ago where the guy was breeding all these young girls. You ever remember that movie? He was in that show. He was in a comedy show, and he played a real evil guy. I forgot his name. He's a big, tall guy. He looked like a monster, and he was in that night court. He was in night court. I don't know if you ever seen that movie. Yeah. He was in night court. He played in a movie where he's getting all these women pregnant. It reminds me of Epstein. That's Jeffrey Epstein right there. Night court.
Well, according
yeah, Michael,
to the New York Times,
I got to tell
Epstein
you know Dustin made a good call. But Dustin's got to realize the Chinese are not our friends. None of these people in the Arabs, none of these people are our friends. They want to wipe the
why
white
would
males
China
out of
be
this
our
country.
Friends? Look at why would China be our friends after the way we've been treating them over the last few years? You know, I can understand why they're upset.
Well, Michael, you know, they have a big problem
if we
with
don't
their
have any
population. They have
if
a big problem
United
in China
States
with their Muslim population.
My turn. If the United States does not have any friends around the world, it's because of the way the U.S. government has been treating the rest of the world.
Yes. Michael, what do you think is going to happen with the Molly Tibbetts case? What do you think is going to happen with that?
I think it's going to be fanned up for political purposes, and we may see unrest in the streets because of it, but it's all going to be manufactured.
Well, you know, that young woman was raped and murdered in a cornfield, and I'll bet you, either he gets deported back to Mexico or he does a life sentence, but he's not going to the death chamber. I'll bet you. Now, I bet you this guy I bet you the guy over there in did the Walmart crap, if that's the true story of this, I bet he'll be put to death immediately.
They're already calling for the death penalty. They're saying it's an act of terrorism and therefore the death penalty is justified. Anyway, Tom, thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who just now rejoined our network. And we're going to take another phone call, one more phone call. Then I got to close the phone lines for a while and get some news out. Daniel in Vancouver, aloha. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I'm going to be real fast here. I just made a couple of talking points about El Paso. Why drive 8 hours to a Walmart when there are Walmarts, 30 minutes from everyone in America with plenty of Hispanics in them? We already covered the four men dressed in black seen by witnesses, the pants being different. I read the manifesto, which is funny because usually they never want to release those type of things. but it mentions having to wear gloves because the gun would get too hot. But then I didn't see any gloves in the surveillance frame. And speaking of the surveillance, why is it so grainy? I mean, Walmart, you know, it's one of the second biggest corporations in the world. Don't they have better cameras with, like, facial recognition for shoplifters?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
The father, I'm here, I don't know if this is true or not, but the father is connected to DARPA, and he's a psychologist. There's another interesting coincidence. August 2nd, there was an Every Town USA Moms Demand Action Gun Sense Rally in Washington, D.C. And there's also, you know, Senate Bill 894, the Domestic Terror Prevention Act of 2019, to authorize dedicated terrorism prevention offices nationwide to monitor and take steps to prevent crimes. So basically a pre-crime unit. So I'll just leave you with that and let you get on to your news. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. So let's sort of recap where we are. We're talking about these three mass shootings over this last weekend. They are being pumped for political gain by people on the left, by people on the right, by centrists. Everybody is just grabbing this and spinning it and twisting it to serve their particular agenda. Hardly anybody seems really interested in looking at the actual facts. But as this last caller and the previous caller said, eyewitnesses at the Walmart reported seeing three to four armed men running in, dressed in all black, and shooting. And at one point, the police said they had three suspects in custody. But then they sort of went away. And we got down to the single crazed lone nut shooter that we're being told about now. And a lot of people are looking at this alleged Walmart shooter manifesto. And critics are saying it doesn't sound like a kid his age wrote it. It's too sophisticated. So it's been written for him. So it's beginning to feel like a setup here. And again, one of the callers mentioned this over at My Life. They had a profile for Patrick Crucius, who was the Walmart shooter. And his original profile said he was a registered Democrat. And immediately after the Saturday shooting, it was changed to registered Republican. So they're already trying to change the story. We're dealing with a tsunami of lies on this and pretty much everything else here. So the Dayton shooter was a pro-Satan leftist who supported Warren Sanders, Antifa, and communism. So that breaks the narrative there as well. And then, of course, there was our third mass shooting. This was seven people shot in Douglas Park in a drive-by shooting. And mostly the media has tended to ignore this one, probably because Chicago has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it may have been more of the black-on-black crime here. But the Chicago police have decided to step up patrols after 25 people were shot in less than just 4 hours Sunday morning. And so many people have been sent to the hospitals. The hospitals actually got jammed and said, no, we can't take any more. You're going to have to take them over to this other hospital here. All right. Over at Harvard University, Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe said Trump should be impeached for supporting the kind of terrorism displayed this weekend. In other words, Lawrence Tribe is saying this is all Trump's fault. And therefore, this is impeachable. I mean, that really is ridiculous. Trump had absolutely nothing to do with his shooting at the Walmart or in Ohio. Chris Cuomo was made an embarrassment for himself. He was out there slamming Republicans for not condemning hate right after Trump had condemned hate. Everybody's pushing the agenda. Everybody's pushing the agenda here. Out in California, a federal judge dismissed a challenge to the assault weapons ban, and U.S. District Judge Josephine Staten of Santa Ana was the first federal judge to rule on the state's controversial law. And her argument for basically striking down the challenge was that assault weapons are not commonly used or necessary for self-defense, and that they're essentially indistinguishable from M16s. So here we have yet another judge who's making these decisions on behalf of gun owners who doesn't know what the heck they are talking about. Because M16s are fully automatic or three-round burst, and the civilian assault rifles, sporting rifles, are not. So this is going to be appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court. This could go all the way to the Supreme Court. The problem isn't the assault rifle. The problem is the person pulling that trigger. Why are so many people pulling the trigger? Is it these medications that our society is just being saturated with? That does justify being looked at. It won't be, of course. It'll be like the Monsanto's the Fox News synthetic bovine growth story. Oh, the reporting is bad. Kill the story. Turning to our domestic politics here, the feds are investigated. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, chief of staff, who just recently resigned. He's under federal investigation, apparently for some kind of campaign finance malfeasance. So now we know why he dropped out very quickly. Over in California at the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, they have redesigned the website so that the arrest reports from the Kamala years are now gone. And this was in response to the fact on that last debate that Tulsi Gabbard just slammed Kamala Harris for her arrest reports, keeping people in prison to keep them in the prison industrial complex, keeping a man on death row despite knowing there was exculpatory evidence. And so now California's just made that all go away. Can't go out and confirm it for yourself anymore. A lot of stuff disappearing from the internet these days. Going to be lots of extra room on those hard drives. And this one definitely stinks. FBI Director Wray has welcomed Peter Strzok back to the FBI. He's back in the building and in the FBI's good graces. He's taking meetings, and he's been granted access to FBI facilities. He still has his security clearances. Now, this was a guy who was having an extramarital affair with another FBI staffer and was up to his neck in this Get Trump campaign, and he's got his job back. Okay. Over at the Department of Justice, they have finally tallied up the cost of all this Russiagate nonsense, and it comes to a hefty $31.7 million is what they spent to come up with absolutely nothing. Sure, a lot of things could have been done with that money that would have been more beneficial for our society. All righty. Apparently, the court in the Jeff Epstein case is now ordering the release of the files. And there are 167 documents totaling more than 2,000 pages, but they're about to be unsealed and made public. And I'm sure they're going to have a lot of important people around the world, celebrities, politicians, royals, CEOs. They're going to be starting to really, really sweat if they're in there or not. Well, again, looking at what Epstein was doing, you just had to know if you walked into his mansion in New York or Florida or that home in the Caribbean, the place is going to be wired. There's going to be microphones and cameras. You'd have to be an idiot to do anything you could be compromised with down there. Anyway, Epstein's lawyer says the so-called suicide attempt is actually a hit gone wrong. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
your life with Xtendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Xtendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Xtendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Xtendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Xtendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And yes, Republic Broadcasting does need your help, especially when you look at what's going on in the world today. And we haven't even begun to cover all the craziness that's out there. Republic Broadcasting and What Really Happened exist to try and get the facts out to you so you can figure out what's going on in the world. And we're looking at a time where corporate media is totally co-opted. Corporate social media is actively filtering and engaging in censorship. There's no more respect for the First Amendment anywhere except right here at RBN. So if you can help, and we do need your help, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. Now, we had somebody email in a correction. A caller said there are 350 million more women than men in China. Actually, the gender disparity goes the other way. The most current estimate is there are approximately 56 million more men than women, and this disparity will only increase in the future. Well, in the Chinese culture, male children are considered superior to female children. They don't kill the female children anymore, but there's still a huge, huge bias. And all right, getting on back to our domestic political news here. John Ratcliffe was briefly Trump's choice for director of national intelligence, and then he dropped out, saying that he didn't want to face months of scandal and smear jobs. Apparently, there was already a campaign lined up against him that was being led by Mitch McConnell and Richard Burr, and they were leading the charge against Trump's choice for DNI, John Ratcliffe. So they were getting their licks in early and saying, nope, you don't get the people we want. You get the people that we tell you to have. Speaking of McConnell, apparently he's recovering at home in Kentucky. He suffered a shoulder fracture in a fall Sunday. So get well, Mitch. Okay. Federal law enforcement agents have charged 90 people, seized more than 51 guns, and large quantities of drugs in separate drug conspiracy investigations in Baltimore. Now, the arrests and seizures are part of a partnership between federal, state, and local agencies to crack down on the most violent neighborhoods in Baltimore. They targeted drug operations in the Northwest, Western, Eastern, and Southwestern districts of Baltimore. Along with the firearms and the drugs, authorities confiscated nearly $1 million in cash. So yeah, Baltimore has got serious problems, and screaming racism is going to make them go away. I was a little disappointed about this, but here's the way it goes. U.S. President Donald Trump pardoned Israeli-born Ronen Namani, who had served 4 years of a 20-year sentence for conspiracy to distribute synthetic drugs he bought from suppliers in China. Now, the judge who had sentenced him to 20 years said that he showed absolutely no remorse or concern for his victims. Some of those synthetic drugs can actually cause quite a bit of harm. But apparently, Donald Trump commuted the prison sentence of Ronen Namani, an action strongly supported by many notable leaders from across the political spectrum, like Representatives Hakeem Jeffries and Mark Meadows. And they're justifying it by saying, Mr. Namani is a nonviolent first-time offender with no prior criminal history. He has five young children at home, and his wife is suffering from terminal cancer. And that was the reason they honored his request for clemency. Turning to the international news, well, I think we just set a record for the shortest ceasefire in history. The one they had set up on Friday, already over. The jihadis basically started attacking Latakia City, and so the ceasefire is gone. Just absolutely didn't hold. Alrighty, lately there had been a lot of attacks on camps in Iraq, and it's now been confirmed that Israel launched a total of two separate airstrike operations on this camp in Iraq using F-35 stealth fighter jets. So now we're going to see Iraq wanting to get the S-400 missile. But this is a major escalation and expansion of Israel's what they claim to be anti-Iran operations. But they're finally starting to use those F-35s. But notice they always use them in areas where their stealth capabilities and their dogfighting aren't going to be tested. All right, we got to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there has been another oil tanker seized in the Straits of Hormuz. And actually, it was seized near the Persian Gulf island of Farsi. It was seized by Iranian forces. They have not identified which country owns this oil tanker, but Iran is accusing them of smuggling fuel to Arab countries without going through the proper paperwork and, of course, transit fees. Now, Shell has stopped sending British flagships through the Strait of Hormuz because of all these tanker seizures. So things are going to start getting really, really tight in that part of the world. This is not good. This is definitely, definitely not good. All righty, let's see. Defense Secretary Mark Esper claimed there is rising support for a U.S.-led naval fleet to be in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. has been pushing that plan for over a month. They're getting a lukewarm response from other countries. And the idea is that the U.S. would get access to a large fleet to confront Iran. and would only have to contribute about 10 to 20% of the fleets themselves. But the wrinkle is the fleet from the other countries would be under U.S. control, and possibly for that reason, they've got no commitments to join the fleet. Just not working out. They don't want to get involved in that. Australia seemed like a likely candidate, although why Australia would join the U.S. fleet and not the British alternative is unclear. But so far, most other nations have flat out rejected the scheme. Japan is saying they will not send warships to the U.S.-led mission in the Strait of Hormuz with the row over Iran. They don't want to get caught in the crossfire. They know what's coming. These countries do not have a problem with Iran, and they don't want to get caught up in America's imagined problem with Iran. Okay. So, over in Turkey, things are about to get a little tense there as well. Turkish President Recep Erdogan has publicly announced the decision to launch a long-awaited military operation in Syria, east of the Euphrates River. And he said the United States and Russia have been warned and provided with the information necessary. So speaking at an inauguration ceremony in the northwestern city of Bursa, Erdogan stated, "We entered Afrin, Jarabulus, and Al-Bab, and now we're going to enter east of the Euphrates." So we're going to have conflict between Turkey and Syria. The Trump administration is prepared to withdraw thousands of troops from Afghanistan in exchange for concessions from the Taliban, including a ceasefire, which is easy. I'm sure they'd love to stop having to shoot everybody, and a renunciation of Al-Qaeda as part of an initial deal to end the nearly 18-year-old war. Now, the Taliban, first of all, that word means students, were never that close with Al-Qaeda. And the only other part of the agreement is for the Taliban to begin negotiating a peace deal directly with the current installed Afghan government. What's really going on here is the U.S. lost in Afghanistan, and this is their exit strategy. It's a graceful exit. We are leaving of our own free will, you know, and you all be nice when we're gone. It's basically what they're saying here. Jared Kushner is launching a Mideast tour accompanied by a White House team, including Middle East envoy Jason Greenblatt, State Department official Brian Hook. And they actually started this last week on this Mideast tour to try and rally support from Arab leaders for the White House's Mideast peace plan aimed, they said, to tackle the Palestinian-Israeli long-standing conflict. From the way they're acting, though, it's like they're going to implement the plan, regardless of what Palestine has to say about it. And to nobody's surprise, Kushner's tour did not include any Palestinian officials. What they're going to do is ram the deal down Palestine's throat. Israel's getting ready to advance 2,400 settlement houses, the vast majority deep in the West Bank, along with granting retroactive legalization to four unauthorized settlement outposts. And according to Settlement Watchdog Peace Now, the Higher Planning Committee of the Civil Administration will convene today and tomorrow to discuss the plans. So they're just going for it. As long as they've got Trump in their corner, they're just going to steal as much of Palestine as they can here. Okay, over in India and Pakistan, things are really heating up there and weak. And remember, both of these countries have nuclear weapons. So India is accusing Pakistan-backed militants of targeting Hindu pilgrims in Kashmir. Right now, there is a major Hindu pilgrimage that's taking place in the region. And India is accusing Pakistan of targeting them. Meanwhile, Pakistan is accusing India of using banned cluster bombs, killing two civilians and wounding 11. Now, of course, cluster bombs are a violation of international conventions, and Pakistan is already on its way to the United Nations to try and deal with that here. Meanwhile, India has test-fired a quick-reaction air defense system. And it's the they consider it state-of-the-art, the quick-reaction surface-to-air missile, or QRSAM. And the new air defense system has been tested amid the recent flare-up between New Delhi and Islamabad over Kashmir. The all-weather and all-terrain missile mounted on a truck successfully hit its targets during the test conducted Sunday at a range in the eastern Indian state of Odisha. The Indian Defense Ministry has shared photos and a video of the missile launch on his Twitter account. Meanwhile, Kashmir is on lockdown. India has stripped the Muslim-majority region of its autonomy. Troops are moving into the area. And it's basically signaling that India is willing to take greater military action in the disputed border region. This is going to spark local unrest and put India and Pakistan on a direct collision course for open war. So Kashmir is in a panic. India has ordered all the tourists to leave. So, yeah, it's about to get very ugly over there. India was one of the places I wanted to visit on my bucket list. I don't think that's going to happen now. An unnamed senior administration official says that the Trump administration is seriously considering imposing a naval blockade on Venezuela, saying President Maduro has a short window to voluntarily resign before the U.S. makes such a move. Now, a naval blockade is against international law. It is considered an act of war. And I guess Trump is kind of frustrated that his attempt to replace Maduro with Guaido didn't work out so well. Guaido kind of self-destructed. So President Maduro denounced the comments and called on his ambassador to complain to the UN Security Council about the illegal U.S. threat to blockade the Venezuelan coastline as being clearly illegal. And yes, it is here. Apparently, U.S. warplanes are already invading Venezuelan-controlled airspace. And they were detected by the Strategic Command Operations of Venezuela. And they said, once again, U.S. spy planes have entered the zone controlled by Venezuela, violating aviation security and international treaties. The United States continues to openly insult our country. So this was not the first case of a violation of the airspace of Venezuela over the past few days by the U.S. aircraft. Earlier in the week, the country's defense minister said those incidents could be regarded as a serious threat. Yeah, when you fly a military aircraft in somebody else's country without permission, that too is considered an act of war. Now, turning over to North Korea, a lot of people are wondering, they've been firing off a lot of test missiles and wondering, do they really have that many to spare for the test? But what's really going on is North Korea is basically flexing its military muscle ahead of these U.S. and South Korean deals. Now, there was a regional security conference last week. North Korea did not show up. The U.S. had hoped they were going to be able to get a meeting aimed at restarting the nuclear talks. Instead, North Korea is taking a hard line, and basically in response to these U.S.-South Korean military exercises that began today. This one I would worry about. Late last month, U.S. media quoted unnamed sources as claiming that Hamza bin Laden, the son of the late al-Qaeda terror group leader, is dead. The sources refused to elaborate, and U.S. authorities have yet to make an official statement on the matter, although it is basically an open secret the U.S. was involved in hunting this guy down. Apparently, this all happened a couple of months ago, but they're just making it public. So U.S. intelligence agencies, who would never lie to you about anything, are saying there could be possible retaliation from al-Qaeda for the death of bin Laden's son. And they're saying there could be another 9/11. So the bin Laden nightmare is far from over, even though it is likely the founder's only possible terrorist heir has been killed. So we'll see what happens with that one here. All right. Remember Donald Trump setting up the new U.S. Space Command? It will formally launch within weeks, the deputy commander of U.S. Strategic Command told reporters. And he said, it'll probably be weeks. We should see the actual establishment of the U.S. Space Command, which means they're going to unfurl the flag and put out the desk ornaments. This coming from Vice Admiral David Crity, I think it's pronounced. I think we're on good terms, track in terms of our planning. So Crity said the timeline for launching the revived SpaceCom, which will take over responsibility for space combat operations from STRATCOM, will be at the discretion of new Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The Pentagon has not yet announced where SpaceCom headquarters will be, but its two major components will be located at Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, and Schriever Air Force Base in Colorado. The Senate recently confirmed Air Force Space Command boss General J. Raymond to lead the combat command. All righty. Now, Russia has done something very ambitious. They have built a floating nuclear power plant. It is called the Akademik Lomonosov, and they're planning to dispatch the vessel on a 4,000-mile journey along the Northern Sea route. This will be a milestone for the country's growing use of nuclear power in its plans for Arctic expansion. If all goes to plan, the Akademik Lomonosov will be towed to the Arctic port of Pevek this month, where it will use its twin nuclear reactors to provide heat and energy to homes and support mining and drilling operations in Russia's mineral-rich Chukotka region. Well, good for them here. All right, so let's talk about the economy. Obviously, it was a terrible day on the stock market, and all goes back to that trade war between China and the United States. The Dow plummeted at its worst 954 points. It ended up in the mid-700s down, but the stock market globally, it was just bleeding red all over the place, and basically dropping like 3% on the NASDAQ. So this was a major upset. And I imagine the plunge protection team were wetting themselves trying to figure out what they were going to do. And, of course, everybody with a 401k has got to be feeling very nervous if this keeps up. I'm going to make a prediction here. The plunge protection team is going to figure some way to shove the market back up tomorrow, because that's their job. Meanwhile, China has halted the purchase of all U.S. agricultural products, and they're looking at retroactive tariffs in response to the ones that Trump has announced will begin on the 1st of September. So Beijing has asked state-owned enterprises to suspend all further imports of U.S. agricultural goods during the trade war. Basically, Beijing is considering imposing tariffs on all U.S. farm goods purchased after August 3rd. Well, that would have been 2 days ago. So, probably already there. All right. Chinese officials are firmly blaming the United States for the enormous political protests we are seeing in Hong Kong in recent weeks. And they could even be right. This could be a destabilization campaign, and certainly the tariff war and the additional tariffs aren't helping. But Hong Kong, China is getting ready to militarily intervene in Hong Kong and shut the protests down. And the protesters are out there. They're defying the police. They're being dealt with tear gas. This could turn into another Tiananmen Square. JP Morgan is saying, get out of the dollar. This is their reaction to the interest rate cut. And Morgan Stanley is out there saying that if Trump persists with this trade war, it will trigger a global recession within the next 9 months. Meanwhile, the United States is imposing new sanctions on Russia over the Skripal case. A lot of people were starting to say, well, look, there was nothing to Russiagate. Russia wasn't colluding. Let's drop the tariffs, drop the embargoes, Heck no, we're going to put more for the Skripals. And apparently the new sanctions are being imposed. The U.S. is demanding Russia admit that they poisoned the Skripals and offer assurances they would stop doing it. Well, Russia is not admitting they poisoned anybody. This is going to end badly. This really is going to end badly. Apparently, heavy truck orders have collapsed the lowest since 2010, meaning truckers aren't trucking, products aren't getting to the stores. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines again, and we're going to start with John in Vancouver Island. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just phoned up to talk about, just heard that El Paso thing you were talking about. I didn't catch your show from the beginning. So like, all I'm getting up here in Canada is that 20 died and 26 were injured?
Yes.
By some 21-year-old boy.
That's what we're being told.
That is sad. Like, you know, and when my wife got home from work, there she goes, oh, well, did you hear about what happened in Mississippi? She said, in the Walmart, two dead and a cop injured. And I'm like, no, I never heard about that. And I was wondering if you did, too.
I thought I hadn't heard about it. You know, if not there enough was dead any bodies to rate in corporate media.
Yeah. I wonder if there is any correlation between psychotropic drugs and or Walmart. You know what I mean?
Well, I think there's a much stronger correlation between violence and psychotropic drugs than there is between violence and Walmart, except, of course, on Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I get you there. So, but yeah, like, it's hard to find any information about what my wife said. But, you know, that was just in passing, and I thought, if you heard about it, and maybe with your resources, you might be able to figure something out. What happened in Mississippi?
Well, I'll take a look for it, but I mean, you know, we've got the major shooting in El Paso, the one in Dayton, Ohio, and the one up in Chicago. So, you know, Mississippi sort of has to be down toward the bottom of the list.
Okay. You have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. California's homeless crisis is now spreading down to Orange County. And a lot of it has to do with the tremendous house price gains, which are leaving this huge gap where people who are able to work and can work full time still cannot afford to get into a house. And they're dropping out the bottom of the system. So there's this new 149-page report from Orange County's 2019 homeless point in time count, published in July 30th to the Board of Supervisors, sheds more light onto the expanding wealth gap, which is creating a homelessness crisis. And that really is it. Every time that you go out in the street and you see homeless people, just think, you know, some money junkie made this by being a money junkie. They couldn't be happy with just $1 or $2 million. You know, they have to have $100 million or $1 billion. And it doesn't just appear out of thin air. Anyway, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.